Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. Coming your way this hour here on the show in 20 minutes. A full-on Tanks Govern celebration. I'll explain. Also, we are stunned to a news this hour. And in 40 minutes, a Michigan legend says, bring back Urban Meyer. We'll explain as well. Next hour, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network on the comings and goings around the NFL. The U.S. beats Iran yesterday 1-0 to advance to the Sweet 16, if you will, of the World Cup. It's now knockout stage after that. So win and move on, lose and go home. That was the case yesterday anyway in the final match of the group stage for the U.S. They will take on the Netherlands Saturday morning. And just as a summation of yesterday, I think there's just so much to be proud of if you're an American sports fan, American soccer fan. I think yesterday was the effort the U.S. needed. And they rose to the occasion. They could not take a draw. They had to win. They couldn't lose and hope for any help. They had to get a W. They had to score a goal. They had to do what it took that they couldn't do in the first two matches of the group stage to move on. And they did. And they were impressive in the first half doing it. They took the fight to Iran. And the guy that you hope steps up has been the face of the future of U.S. soccer for a long time now, Christian Pulisic. And he's the guy that scores the goal by throwing his body into harm's way and getting injured on the play to advance the U.S. He has to be taken out in the second half because he's so injured. But it was indicative of the type of effort the entire American team played with. You could question Greg Berhalter's tactics. You can question why in the second half he just went into park the bus mode and no counterattacking and no offense because they were just trying to play all D and stymie the Iran offense. But at the end of the day, what you can applaud, no matter what, was the effort. They left it all out there. There was no mental miscues, no taking a play off. It was just 99 minutes of pure hustle and effort and energy and want. And on the international stage, The way the U.S. has oftentimes traditionally been viewed is the U.S. is never great talent-wise. They don't have the natural abilities of the Brazilians, the Argentinians. They don't have the organization, the perfection of Spain at its peak or Germany. They don't have the flourish of other grand countries that have played soccer for centuries. But they give you work rate. They give you work ethic. They're going to hustle until they drop dead. That the fitness level of the U.S. is oftentimes what pushes them over the top. That grit, that's what we have, that's what we can offer. And yesterday, I thought, was that in spades, the grit, the want, the desire, the work. You could see that. Nobody gave up. Nobody gave up on a play. It was all energy, all effort. And now they can finally pair that with elite talent. Pulisic is good enough to play in the Premier League, playing for Chelsea. Their captain is good enough to play for Leeds United in the Premier League, Tyler Adams. They have a number of players playing at really high levels internationally, and they're young and they're getting better. So to me, what you saw yesterday was the future of what we can expect from the U.S. They're good enough now to win these types of World Cup matches, and they're good enough to beat the Netherlands coming up on Saturday as well, and they're getting better as a generation. Rose Bowl news. You know, we have the expansion to a 12-team playoff ready. It's locked and stocked and ready to go. They have this thing ready. They have all the pieces in place. And while I think it's a little much, I would have preferred 8. To me, the perfect number was 5 conference champions, the 5 power conference champions, 1 group of 5 champion, the highest rated group of 5, and then 2 wild cards. And that puts you at 8. And it puts a heavy emphasis on winning your conference. And if you don't, and everybody's equal, there's 5 power conferences in 1 group of 5, then there's only 2 slots for a at-large, hey, those guys are deserving too. The 12 means we've got 6 at-larges. And I think that's too much. I don't think we need 6 different teams that haven't won their conferences getting into the tournament. But, look, I understand that's what most Americans want. It's what most conferences want. It means more access to more schools. And if there's 12 and there's 6 wild cards at large bids, you don't have to have a great, great season. You might just have to be in the top 10, top 12. Hey, we saw Kansas, Syracuse. We saw non-traditional football powers this year, teams that have been really bad for a really long time, crack into the top 15. So it gives a lot more schools a lot more chances, and I appreciate that. But everybody's ready to go on this. And the way this is going to go is the 12, there's going to be a series of byes for the top 4 seeds have byes. And then the bottom 8, if you will play first round games on campus, which that's the best part of this, is that we will have elimination games on campuses. That's what made Saturday so special at the Big House, or 2 years ago at the Big House, last Saturday at the Horseshoe, was because you had that on campus. You had that spectacle of an elimination game on campus. It wasn't the Big Ten championship game at a neutral site at an NFL stadium. The SEC championship game's great, but I don't die every year to go to Atlanta. But I have been to Ole Miss. I have been to Tuscaloosa. I have been to Baton Rouge. I have been to Knoxville. I have been to Gainesville. I have been to Auburn. I have been to Athens. Those are places I die to go. I don't die to go to an NFL stadium to go watch a neutral site game with 50-50. So the fact that we will have playoff games on campuses is special. That's the special stuff. So this whole thing is set. And then after the first round games that are on campus, it goes to the traditionally huge bowl sites. So your Sugar Bowls, your Fiesta Bowls, your Peach Bowls, and your Rose Bowls. Except all the chancellors are on this, all the ADs are on this, all the presidents are on this, all the bowls are on this, all the decision makers, the college football playoff is on this, and the television people are on this as well. Everybody is on this, and they say, if we can sign to the dotted line unanimously, SEC, ACC, Pac-12, Big 12, Big 10, and Notre Dame, and the Group of Five, everybody sign to the dotted line, unanimous, then we can do this 2024 season. So not next year, but the following season. If we have any dissent from any party, this can't get done until 2026. And there's only one holdout, one dissenter, and they need this done by the end of this week because we're already pushing up against logistics for those bowl games and those bowl sites and those host cities for that 2024 season if they were to get the expanded playoff. And the one holdout is the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl is saying, as they always have, no, we're different. We're not the Sugar Bowl. We're not the Fiesta Bowl. And we sure ain't the Beef O'Brady's Bowl. We're the Big Ten, and we're the Pac-12, and we have 2 o'clock Pacific time on New Year's Day, and that's that. Now, they had to be pushed and shoved and manipulated and negotiated just to get into the BCS rotation. Because they're like, well, hey, you're not going to have the Big Ten champ and the Pac-12 champ anymore because those teams want to play in the championship game. You know, the national championship game. They're going to say no to you and go play in the national championship game. So the Rose Bowl acquiesced. All right, fine. We'll be part of the national championship, but only once every couple of years. We want our time slot on New Year's Day. We want it 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, and there is no negotiation. So they stayed, and they stayed, and they were the biggest hurdle in breaking up the bowl system to get to a playoff because the Rose Bowl said, we're not signing off on a playoff. We want the Rose Bowl. It's been played for a million years. This is what we do, and they had all of this power. They wined and dined conference commissioners and power brokers in college football, and the Rose Bowl held all of the power. And they made good money doing it. Parade of roses, sunset over the San Gabriel Mountains. The rest of us are shivering in our cold apartments and homes on New Year's Day, working off a hangover from the night before and a day off. And we got to sit down, watch the sunlight and the sunset of the Rose Bowl. Well, it's a great TV spot. TV networks love it because none of us work that day. Well, we do here in radio, but most of you do not work on that day. And that's late afternoon. You got nothing left in your day. You're waiting until January 2, and you're watching a beautiful sunset on TV and football. Traditional football, Big Ten, Pac-12. You love it. And they know that, and they don't want to move out of that spot. And so what's happening this week is this college football playoff push is going, look, Rose Bowl, you either got to bleep or get off the pot because we're moving on without you, and you just have to sign to the dotted line. Like, you can't stop this. And basically, they're trying to stand in the way of this progress by getting guarantees beyond this contract that runs out. Say, well, we want this spot every year. We don't want to be moved off of that time slot. We want to be hosting that game. And to me, it is of the utmost arrogance of the Rose Bowl. And I realize they're protecting their own business interests. But it is of the utmost arrogance of the Rose Bowl to think that people care more about the sight of a game being played at the time than the playoff itself. I mean, the fact of the matter is, America has waited for a true college football playoff for so long. You could play it at Middle Tennessee State, and people will watch. It has nothing to do anymore about the Rose Bowl, and you just have to deal with that. The playoff is so gargantuan. It is such a monster. There is nothing in sports that can topple big-time football in America in 2022. It cannot be topped. The World Series can't do it. World Cup can't do it. The NBA Finals can't do it. The Olympics can't do it. Nothing tops elite top-level football. The NFL does this every Sunday night. The NFL playoff ratings, the Super Bowl, the college football playoff, nothing tops that. I mean, 42 million people watched the Cowboys and Giants on Thursday. The Giants aren't even a watchable team. 42 million people watched it. That's double the NBA Finals. Now, some of those people, many of those people might have just had it on in the background of Thanksgiving, but still, that's what football does. Rose Bowl can't stop this. You just can't get in the way of this. It's more about the tournament than it is the game of the Rose Bowl. And is there a part of nostalgia that makes the Rose Bowl significant? Yes, and you know me. You give me USC uniforms against Michigan uniforms in the sunlight of LA on New Year's Day. You think I like that? Yeah. Yeah. That's an orgasm for me. Yes. I'm into it. But do I need to see that over a college football playoff game? No. No, I want to see the playoff. I want to see the games that matter. I want to see the games of the teams that are playing and vying for a national championship. So the Rose Bowl stuck in. Yeah, but we used to be important. And we get to tell you what to do. And the reality is, you don't anymore. There has become something bigger than you. When we come back here on the show, we fully embrace Tanksgiving. We put out a Tanksgiving spread, and I play for you one of the clips that I feel was the most overlooked of this year's 12 DAs next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Trust you.
Somebody screwed me.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Tanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for being with us. You can listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide on the CBS Sports Radio Network. You can listen to us on Sirius XM channel 158. You can listen to us on your phone using the CBS Sports app or the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us at watchda.com. or on YouTube or on Twitch. Last week, we kind of got on a riff where if there was somebody at the office that had trouble pronouncing easy-to-pronounce words, he or she might pronounce Thanksgiving Tanksgovern. And I said, you know what? That's a great idea. Why don't we have a holiday here on the show that it's our own created holiday, maybe to kick off the 12 DAs of Christmas. So that's what we're doing. Today is the final day before the countdown begins tomorrow with the first four out. I have in my hand a little pilgrim, and this will represent the Tanksgovern pilgrim. And this little guy is annoyed by the great moments, the memorable moments of 2022 that he feels have been overlooked, omitted in the 12 DAs. But he also wants to eat.
Hello. I like to eat ribs.
Is that right, Tanksgovern pilgrim?
Yes.
His name is TG.
Hello, TG. Hello. I like ribs.
And so on Tanksgovern, TG says, we break bread by eating ribs for breakfast and turkey stuffing flavored potato chips and pumpkin donuts. This moment, I can't believe this was omitted from the 12 DAs. I was flabbergasted. I was knocked for a loop when I heard that Mraz betting his career, putting his career on the line for the Giants, did not make the top 16 moments. Are we kidding? Here, to me, is one of the defining moments of the year, the Joe Shane Brian Daboll bet.
You've also got Gettleman being terrible, but also the Giants making the playoffs if Daniel Jones had stayed healthy,
because
as if that was the
good
only
Joe
problem.
Joe Judge was at resurrecting things. They beat two playoff teams last year.
So what ends up happening in 2 years when Daboll and Shane also get the zig? What are you going to say then?
I quit the show. If they're fired in 2 years, I will quit the show.
Really?
I'm out. You could have Aiden, Connor, everything. If Daboll and Shane are fired, and for football reasons, not because one got arrested at the cat house in Colorado. I'm talking about something to do on the field. I will quit the show. You have a 2-year clock now.
Do they both have to get fired?
Yes. If it's a clean house situation in 2 years, I will tip my cap. Bring in whoever you want to bring into this chair. There's your bet. Hands clean. I'm done with this.
Aiden's definitely on this beat because he's going to report on Daboll and Shane getting fired and then report from Mraz's house as Mraz has to walk home.
No, it's team coverage. Aiden's a Giant headquarters. Jack's at the Mraz comp.
The big earpiece.
Sean. Quick comment, Sean. Do you regret making the guarantee 2 years ago, Sean?
Oh, no.
Raz, do you regret making this guarantee, Raz? Raz. Raz, please, Raz.
Raz, is food the only family you have left?
Police tape around the house.
Raz, what happened to your family? Did they leave already? Raz, I could be your family. I have none of my own. How does that not make one of the 12 DAs of Christmas? Mraz literally bet his career that Shane and Daboll would not be fired next season. Now, because this year has been such a surprise and a delight, they are highly unlikely to be fired next season. But still, we actually had to have the bet notarized. I actually got that written up as a contract and brought it down to the notary. I mean, Mraz, how does that not make one of the top 12 DAs, even the top 16? It didn't make the final 25 for the vote.
So I have to take this one. I did not vote it into my top 25 at all. And maybe that's on me. Maybe I was too close to it. But I think to that point, I think knowing that it feels irrelevant because of the Giants winning the seven games.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. I mean, the other part is, and I'm saying this truthfully, when I made that bet, I guess because I don't think things through, I saw your all amazement and my shock. But in my mind, the reason I'm saying that is because quite literally, I knew it was impossible that both could get fired for football reasons. So At the time, I must be honest, I didn't think it was a big deal until you got it notarized. Until until you walked downstairs and got it notarized, then I said, wow, he's really all in on this, and I got to, am I wrong?
People were scared. People were really scared when you made the bet, and I was going to hold you to it, that you were going to have to quit the show in 2 years. And it's still in play, obviously. I mean, I don't think they're going to clean house next offseason, but it's still in play. Either way, it's the biggest set of balls on a bet of all time. You threatened, or you promised to quit the entire show.
Well, and forget the promise. Your pure excitement at that possibility, I think, was really disheartening. I mean, we're looking around at Thanksgiving. Who's the only one left here, pal? It's me.
Was he more excited, or was Bilotti?
Bilotti was thrilled.
Bilotti was absolutely
been out
thrilled.
Of his mind.
Yeah, the feeling was mutual. But, yes, clearly.
So on Thanksgiving, we sit back and reminisce about the great moments of the year while eating ribs. Merez, you have heated up the ribs that I made overnight last night, put them in a crock pot for a couple of hours, then finished them in the stove. I actually ended up putting the Cosmos rub on them and then putting some rib glaze on them as they sat in the oven at 425 for a little bit.
They smelled delicious.
Yeah, they smell really good.
So we got the whole thing here. We got the turkey platter.
Yeah, the nice platter. It smells like Thanksgiving to me.
This is the smell of Mama's traditional Thanksgiving.
It does. And I have to be honest, as I was finishing eating those, you know, there were a lot of what's called the animals were out in the newsroom, including Peter Schwartz hovering over the microwave asking what was going on there.
Sure.
Said, we don't want you sending these back.
I'm sure. Well, okay, why don't we dish these out here, guys, and you get a rack, and you get a rack, and
EJ,
you get a rack.
EJ, would you like me to bring you a taste?
Yeah, I'll get in there at some point.
I'm going to make EJ a nice Thanksgiving plate.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Well, because that's the thing about Thanksgiving is that the leftovers, the day after, is usually what you look forward to the most, right? Like, it's the compilation of all the Thanksgiving food.
If the day after is so special about Thanksgiving, is it 2 days after that
Could
you're
be.
Excited about Thanksgiving
a
leftovers?
A week later. You freeze them and then defrost them. So now, is this recipe, is this a tried and true? You've done this one before?
I have done this one before. This is a really good ribs recipe if you don't have a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're caught inside during colder winter months, you don't have a grill, you don't have to be outside. Yeah. It's just slow cook a rack of ribs, have them seasoned, put a bunch of barbecue sauce in there, and slow cook the ribs for like 3 or 4 hours. You'll know when they're cooked enough to where it wouldn't be a problem to eat them. And then finish them for the crust for the bark in the oven, 375, 400, 425, somewhere in that range, and put them in there and just eyeball them until they get the bark on top of them. That way you know they're crispy on the outside, but they're going to be softer underneath because they were slow cooked.
So total cook time, what are we looking at?
Maybe 3.5 to 4 hours.
Okay.
4 hours is safe, is a safe one.
I mean, okay? And
I made us plates, but I figured the dessert will save.
Yeah. So.
And you're appealing to me with these because I like spares.
Okay.
So these, I have a couple over here.
You have some turkey stuffing flavored potato chips?
I'm very excited about.
Okay.
These are falling off, but there's good chew on them.
Okay.
Right? It's not just like pulled pork. You know what I'm saying? Where it just completely rips off the bone.
Yeah.
Great bark.
Okay.
I know Guy Fieri always talks about you get that little smoke ring in there. They always talk about the smoke ring.
No smoke ring when you do it in a slow cooker.
But these are top notch.
Mraz is taking off his shirt. And EJ, perhaps you can just play that music one more time because that really puts me in the tank's governed spirit. And so we here on the show are going to create this new holiday, and I'm workshopping this as we go along, but I think it's the kickoff to the 12 DAs, which I'm most excited about. It just feels like it's the right thing to do this time of year, is to kind of look back, but also look forward a little bit.
Thanksgiving Eve is a big night where everybody gets together with their high school friends, and they reminisce about the good old days. I think we could do this at Bob's Bar. It could almost be like the Bob's Bar Winter Gala. A little Thanksgiving Eve action.
I tell you, the Cosmos spread here with the crispiness because you baked it at such a high temperature after with still the meat off the bone.
And I like my ribs dry. I don't like them,
you don't like them
covered
saucy.
In sauce. So these are
no,
perfect.
But the sauce, you're giving us a sauce to glaze over? Mm-hmm. This is good.
know, and shockingly, the microwave did a heck of a job of reheating these. A little even distribution.
Not bad.
This is as good a Tank's Govern as I've ever had.
This is honestly my favorite Tank's Govern ever, I think.
For sure.
And compared to some of the others, this one's up there.
And traditionally, Denmark always plays in the World Cup on Tank's Govern.
It is good to have a massive international sporting event happening at 8:30 in the morning on a Tank's Govern.
We've all been to the houses, right? They don't have the TV on. You missed the Denmark game. It's a lot of conversation. Then they're singing.
Denmark, I believe, has lost six straight Tank's Govern matches. They always get the early game.
They did Detroit Lions on Tank's Govern.
But they always have more than five corners, for sure.
How are the chips, by the way? Have you had these before?
No. Oh, Mraz told me that we tasted them last year. I don't remember that.
You don't remember anything.
I don't. They don't taste like turkey. They taste like stuffing flavoring.
Yeah.
Seasoned. It tastes like stovetop stuffing seasoning, right?
Which is fine.
They're not pulling the wool over your eyes. But you know what it is.
It's a good compliment to the rib. I mean, it's the perfect side.
It actually is. It is the perfect side on a Tank's Govern.
You forego cranberry sauce for boysenberry. Another Thanksgiving Govern favorite.
If you have any new traditions we should add to this first ever Tank's Govern, let us know. You know, this is not a finished product yet. Kind of like the first Thanksgiving, where I believe most of it was rabbit, fish that they served.
Fowl.
Gourds. And then it turned into turkey and stuffing and football. We can add to this. This is only the first Tank's Govern. So one of our listeners suggested ribs last week or tacos. And I thought ribs were a more reasonable ask to make the night before. They would travel better for Tank's Govern.
Had I known, I would have brought the tacos. I hate coming to a party empty-handed.
Was it tandoori chicken was another big one.
It's like there's a snack, we have a main, and a dessert. I feel like there's a side.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like French fries, maybe?
Now, does Gelb make a Tank's Govern lasagna?
No, it becomes a ravioli on Tank's Govern.
We do stuffed shells on Tank's Govern. Thank you very much. It's our Italian Tank's Govern.
So you can send us your suggestions at DA on CBS on Twitter. And Mraz right now is loving life. He is licking the sauce off of his fingers, wobbling to and fro, dancing to Old Ye Faithful or Rock the Faithful, as Kevin Wall could not identify last year as a Christmas song, which is now the official anthem of Tank's Govern, Rock Ye Faithful. Mraz has two bones. He's licking them dry. He's slapping them together like they're drumsticks. He's got them both in his mouth right now. Why would you do that?
I mean, we're not Animal. We need proper Tank's Govern napkin wear. Please don't tell Rich Ackerman that I use these paper towels, by the way. He will have a canary. Took those right out of the WCBS 880 booth.
All right, well, happy Tank's Govern, everybody.
You too.
To a wonderful 2022 and to an even better 2023. Health, happiness, and resentment towards things getting left out. That's what Tank's Govern is all about.
Can't wait for dessert.
Celebrate your Tank's Govern today in your own special way, and let us know how you celebrated. Tomorrow, the 12 DAs officially kicks off. And Greg Cassert is in for headlines and has them now.
And I'm washing this down with Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It really is the perfect combination of flavors. We're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance gives you protection on the phone, online, or on the app 24/7 because things happen 24/7. Quote at progressive.com. I think many of us were bullish on the U.S. men's soccer team heading into this World Cup, especially after the draw in their opening match against Wales. Then another one last Friday against England meant the Americans needed a win yesterday afternoon against Iran. And sure enough, Christian Pulisic's header in the 38th minute ended up knocking him out of the second half. But it was the match's only goal, a 1-0 win for the U.S. And afterwards, Tim Weah was asked about the world's view of the team and why he plays the sport.
You know, I always say it's us against the world because no one believed that, you know, U.S. can play good football. And, you know, we're just here trying to show the world. And I think it's no better than to do it with the people you love, our families in the stands. So, I mean, we do it for them. And, you know, I'm just really happy that, you know, we're through to the next round. And, you know, it's a beautiful day. It's definitely a beautiful feeling.
Love that answer. Young group, likable group. Interesting to see where they are in 4 years. But first up, the round of 16 Saturday morning against the Netherlands. Pulisic day-to-day, but says he'll be back for that one. Two matches this morning at 10 Eastern. France already dominated Group D. They get a final tune-up against Tunisia. The winner of Denmark and Australia advances out of that pairing. Back to college football and the initial playoff rankings, 1-4. You've got Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC, but they still have to win their respective conference championship games. D.A., who is more likely to get upset, USC taking on Utah or Georgia facing LSU?
Definitely USC. The most vulnerable out of the top four is definitely USC. Their only loss this season is to Utah, who they will play on Friday night. So they could certainly lose to Utah again. They're a slight favorite. I don't know what the line is in the SEC championship game, but I think the line for both the Pac-12 and the Big 12 is about 2.5 or 3. So if you're looking for close championship games, it won't be the Big 10. Michigan's going to roll by 3 touchdowns. Yep. But K-State and TCU have already played one good game, and Utah has already beaten USC earlier this season.
So looking at the SEC, Georgia's 17.5.
Yeah, no contest.
That's in Atlanta, too, so you got the advantage there. We talked about Trent Dilfer. He's in line to become the next head coach at UAB. Yesterday, we mentioned Hugh Freeze to Auburn on a 6-year deal, and he decided to keep Cadillac Williams around as associate head coach after he went 2-2 in place of Brian Harsin.
Which is the right thing. Cadillac had a great attitude all season long, kind of knew he wasn't there for the full-time job after this, but he's been a valuable addition to that staff. He's been a great player in the past. He's got a great attitude. Players really like him. The right thing to do is to keep Cadillac on that staff.
A little something from hockey, and I mention this because on the ice, Alex Ovechkin joined the most elite company in the Capitals' 5-1 win over the Canucks last night. With 2 goals in the first period, he now has 403 career goals on the road. That ties him with Wayne Gretzky for the most all time.
You think of Wayne Gretzky's records as unattainable, and then here is a guy in real time actually taking them down. And at the end of this, Ovechkin's going to have passed Gretzky for all-time goals, which is mind-blowing because forever we just assumed that that's an unattainable record.
Yeah, it's incredible. He's in year 18 now in the NHL, too. It's amazing how quickly time goes by.
That is amazing, but he can also play for another 2 or 3 years.
No question.
And put those numbers so far out of reach. I mean, and he's never going to be looked at as Gretzky or even Gretzky Light. But his numbers are going to be better than Gretzky's,
but
which
he's
is just
in that,
insane.
That Brett Hull discussion, Brendan Shanahan, like the elite scorer, throws the body still, plays a physical brand of hockey.
Yeah.
So really good stuff from him. I guess, Mraz, we'll get to the final Schwartz clip in the final update since we got one of our favorites. We'll play that in the 9:30.
Let's hold the final Schwartz clip until the 9:30.
Now it's time to get stunned.
Woo-hoo! Let's get stunned. Tune in.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
We love the Sunshine State. A woman who attended a wedding in Florida is suing the event's caterer, accusing her of serving guests food that was laced with poisonous levels of marijuana.
Really?
According to a lawsuit filed on Monday, Virginia Ann Taylor Svoboda said that she suffered severe permanent injuries after Joycelyn Bryan of Joycelyn Southern Kitchen, Inc. reportedly allowed food to be infused with harmful levels of cannabis. Her lawsuit argues that she had no idea the wedding's food contained marijuana, which resulted in her suffering from marijuana poisoning.
Uh-huh.
She is accusing Bryan of negligence, and her lawsuit seeks more than $30,000 in damages. This was something that happened in a wedding on February 19th. Multiple guests were experiencing symptoms. First responders were already treating several sick guests. And samples of the food served at the event were sent to a lab for testing. It showed that lasagna and bread tested positive for THC.
So they have the mug shots of the bride and the caterer. And the bride's makeup is phenomenal. I mean, she just, her hair looks great. She's got kind of a pseudo smile on her face. This does not look like your normal mugshot of, is that guy alive or not? Is that a neck tattoo or is that a scar? This is a woman that actually looks great, and she just, I don't know. Did she tell the caterer to lace her lasagna with some weed? Maybe, but I'll tell you this, not a bad idea.
That's Gelb's Tanks Govern lasagna. That's the special twist for Tanks Govern.
Is this oregano? No, a little bit stronger. I don't know. You always want your wedding to be a really good time. Now, marijuana tends to be a sedative for a lot of people. Could make people a little groggy, drowsy, low energy. Usually some booze, which is why you pass around some alcohol, shots, cocktails, what have you. You want to get people energized. Usually the early reaction to alcohol is a boost in energy.
Right.
And then you come down after that. But, you know, whether it's marijuana, THC, alcohol, maybe a little cocaine. I don't know. You're trying to get your crowd up and going at your wedding.
It's no different than an NFL Jumbotron playing its third down with a fan waving it up. Like, you're just going to serve weed food.
Or the noise meter.
Right,
uh-oh,
exactly.
The noise meter's at really loud. Now it's pinning in the red.
You want your wedding to be Arrowhead? You got to put THC and weed in every particular
be
food you can
find.
Better
for the dessert course, though. I wouldn't serve that during the lasagna portion of the evening.
You also have to make sure it's light enough to where grandma can't be poisoned by it.
Yeah, the elderly could have an issue with that.
Or the really young. You know, imagine 7-year-old Tommy is eating lasagna. Ooh, mommy!
In his little suit.
The other thing, though, is that everybody then eats the cake.
Right.
Nobody leaves the cake behind. They are just chomping on cake the entire night.
And that's really the only palatable way to get wedding cake down because it's just not good.
Now we can do THC weed pie. We pushed the pies a couple weeks ago.
All about
now
the
push
pie.
That.
You love the wedding pie idea?
Yeah, 100%.
Because we were talking about this recently.
Pie over cake all the time.
I know. The wedding cake is such a blech. Nobody likes the wedding cake.
I've never had one where I went, wow, that was fantastic. It's always like, yeah, it's pretty good.
By the way, if you had to guess the state that a caterer and a bride would be arrested for poisoning their wedding with weed.
Oh, I tipped my hand when I said it.
It would either be Florida or Colorado.
Vegas?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not Vegas, Reno.
You think a Reno wedding has a lot of weed in the lasagna?
Yep.
I kind of think that the weed is not just the Florida-Colorado thing now. I think people are into the weed weddings everywhere.
Yes, but if you had to guess, the most likely culprit of a weed wedding would either be lawless Florida, which is basically a prison state.
Mm-hmm.
Prison state with alligators.
To that point, I would actually guess Colorado because to me, it's meth wedding or go home in Florida. I don't think they settle for weed.
They call it crank in certain areas. Some good biker meth.
Crank nuptials at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino.
Been there a few times.
Same. So have I. Ugly things happen in that casino. Ugly. At every casino.
And you never win. I've never won there.
I once drove from Miami back to Fort Myers. My first job was in Fort Myers, Florida. They're on opposite sides of Florida, so you take Alligator Alley across the Everglades. And I stopped at that weird casino, which is basically a barn silo, and they have like one or two table games, and the bouncer is a Hell's Angels guy. And I'm like, guys, what are we doing here? We went across for, I think, a Miami Hurricanes game and then came back across. I said, what? We got to get out of here. This is scary and depressing.
That's Alligator Alley in a nutshell, right?
All right, when we come back here on the DA Show. And a happy Tanks Govern. Guess who wants Urban Meyer back in Columbus? I bet you can't guess. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
There are some days where, you know, anxiety and soul-crushing get you, and you just need to soothe the soul. And an Asiago Ranch Chicken Club, two junior bacons, a four-piece nugget, and a Frosty sometimes is what you need.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
52 minutes past the hour. Happy Tanks Govern to you, everybody. DA here on CBS Sports Radio. A reminder that you can always follow me on social media, on Instagram at Damon Amendo for behind-the-scenes clips, the funniest moments of the day. Yesterday did an instant reaction to the U.S. men's national team defeating Iran. I'll do the same thing on Saturday after the game against the Netherlands. So follow me there on Instagram at Damon Amendo.
Did we need the soccer gloves?
I wanted to be in character. On College Game Day on Saturday, of all people, Desmond Howard warned that if Ohio State were to lose, you know who they might seek out. Howard said, "This media down here, man, they could be treacherous. You got to watch the emphasis you put in a game like this, because if you stumble and lose, things will get hot." Of course, later that day, Ohio State did lose. They may go over there to Fox and snatch Urban Meyer. This is a peculiar suggestion, and I'm not sure Desmond Howard is suggesting it, because I'm not sure, as much as I like Desmond Howard and as much as I like College Game Day, that he ever actually believes what he says or is just talking to talk. Because no, Ohio State's not going to turn to Urban Meyer after losing to Michigan. I think that ship has sailed. But also, let's remember that Desmond Howard had his Final Four for the college football playoff as an interesting Final Four. Remember this? Oh, I'm sure you do. That there was a Pitt, a Baylor, a Texas A&M, and of course his alma mater, Michigan, in the Final Four. He was one of three there. But Desmond before the season had Michigan, Baylor, A&M, and Pitt as his Final Four. So now that he's suggesting that Ohio State might turn to Urban Meyer after losing to Michigan a second straight year, I'm not quite certain whether I should believe that he actually thinks that. When we come back here on the show, are there any good options for the Final Four of the college football playoff if one of these conference championship games goes upset? And Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.